New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. So let's talk about growing corn, because a lot of you are planting it today as finally the soil conditions have favored a lot of that. He's DeKalb Asgro, a technical agronomist, Grant Mehring, and I've got to call you Dr. Grant Mehring again to make sure I get the title right. Good to talk to you, Grant.
I appreciate that, Mike, and great to talk to you as well here. We're making progress in the state, and lots to chat about with regards to corn.
You bet. Hey, where are you at today?
I started my morning in just southwest of Colfax, North Dakota, and now I'm just north of Lidgerwood, North Dakota, planting two trials, and then, if you can believe it, I'll be just west of Gardner, North Dakota, for my third plot of the day, third and final. It's a good day.
And in all of those locations, it's about 70 and sunny right now.
It is a mint day. It's just a little bit of clouds, nice-looking clouds, sunny, a little bit of breeze, and really nice soil conditions overall where the fields are fit.
All right. Well, to everybody that I've asked this question, I always get the same response. Don't make any variety changes, maturity range changes, until at least the 25th of May. Well, that's tomorrow. Is it time to start thinking about maybe changing, or should we still stick with the plan?
This is a very important topic, Mick, and one we've been talking a lot about over the course of probably the last 2 weeks or week and a half. Yes, so for me, I'm going to keep it really simple. If you're planting really, you know, almost anywhere in North Dakota, for that matter, or northwest Minnesota, today, you could be considering up to 5 relative maturity units below your optimum RM for the farm. So if you're a 95 RM average person, you might go with 90 now, today or in tomorrow. And then if you're still going to be planting corn on June 1st, then you go 10 RM units below your optimum, your average. So if you're a 95 RM farmer, then you would be planting 85 RM to finish up your planting. And this is really just due to the fact that we need growing degree days, growing degree units to grow a corn crop. We know that we only get so many in the north, and we want to combat that potential cold frost that comes, killing frost in the fall, so we want to shorten up a little bit. Now, with that comes a little bit lower yield potential. You know that going into it, just because fuller season corns yield more. But really, if you're planting corn right now, Mick, you still are looking at 90 to 95% of maximum yield. We haven't lost a ton of yield in the average year, but we have lost some if we're planting today, you know, May 20th, May 25th. We're in that 90 to 95% level. So manage your crop accordingly, but we still have got a lot of yield to get out of these fields.
There are two thoughts that guys listening to you right now are having. One of them is, okay, I don't want to go through the hassle of calling the seed guy and making him come on out and deliver a 5 or 10 day earlier variety. Or the other thought is, I'm going to take a chance. Which is the smarter thing to do?
With most of these decisions on the farm, I am a huge proponent of having some risk, but being safe with some of your decisions too. So I would consider keeping some of that full season RM, one or two fields, but swapping out some of it as well. You just don't know what this growing season is going to be like. And we know that in corn especially, we accumulate the bulk of our growing degree units June, July, and August. That's when we really make a corn crop. And that's yet to be seen if we will be above average temperatures or below average, but we still have time to finish up pretty full season corn. So I'll give you an example. The farm I was on today by Colfax is still planting their 96 RM corn. They are doing the second thing you talked about, Mick, which is taking that chance and thinking that we've got a chance to dry this corn down. And then the last thing I'll say, Mick, to this answer is, if you've got drying capacity, you can take more risk. If you don't have drying capacity, you probably need to be a much safer in your RM decision.
Okay, good answer. And again, that it's kind of like marketing. At these high prices, farmers should be selling some, and maybe they should have been selling some way back in late February and March, but not all of it. So you just take a little bit of risk and have a little bit of certainty. So now, what happens to corn that's planted here at the end of May or even into maybe the 5th of June? Is it because days start getting shorter on the 22nd of June? Is it a completely different world out there, this late planted corn, or is it pretty much the same, just expectations for a smaller yield?
That is true, yes, the expectations for a little bit smaller yield. But there are some differences that this corn is a different world in some cases. So I'll tell you one of them. We can expect there to be a different amount of heat when corn is elongating the stem. And so there's actually some research that says when you plant corn late, you get a little bit taller corn. So a tall corn becomes a little bit taller. And it's just because when you have rapid elongation of the plant nodes in the stem, that coincides with hot weather usually in June. And so you might get a little taller corn. The other consideration, and I'm not sure about this one, but I want to make people think about this. If you're looking at possibly 90% of your yield on planting, you know, May 25th to June 1, well, you might only need 95% of your nitrogen load. And so just something to think about. There is some research being done that said probably you could reduce your fertility load just a little bit, right? Just down to that maybe 95%, not all of it, but a little bit less because you are expecting a little bit lower yield. And for our farmers, that probably comes in the terms of managing detoxing the in-season nitrogen. And we could talk about that at a later date. But I do think there's something to consider is thinking about how much nitrogen you need in season.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you fly it on or, just a little foliar feeding, which a lot of producers are doing these days, different than generations past. Now, also, corn is a plant that has the growing point beneath the surface. Planting into, well, it's warm, but it's also moist soil. It's exceptionally moist. Does that make it more vulnerable to any kind of disease going forward?
Yes. So there are certain diseases that that affect the corn plant from seedling to early season growth stages. And what we're looking at right now is probably, well, now, in the foreseeable future, we consider it warm and wet. Warm and wet. And I think that might be the way to consider our environment. You need to tell me, Mick. But warm and wet diseases do exist in corn, just like they do in soybeans. For us in corn, there's a couple of stock rot lodging that cause stock lodging issues that like warm and wet. The gibberellas, which is actually Fusarium head scab in wheat, is called gibberella stock rot in corn, and that likes warm and wet. So there's nothing we can really do besides think about managing a fungicide at V5, V6 to combat that, but that's a good practice anyway on some hybrids. So that would be the only disease consideration of note that I can think of for now.
Okay. And the only two guys that get excited about this kind of condition is Andrew Friscup and Sam Markell. But everybody else has a little anxiety over it. Huh?
They are experts at learning about what diseases impact what environment. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And hey, Mick, I might just add a couple things here on corn that I was thinking of. Just really keep on your best management practices when you're planting corn. We need to be doing the little things right still, even though it's May 25th or so, 24th, 25th. Plant into moisture, no deeper, no shallower. Just get a good seed depth. Plant at the right speeds. We don't need to mud it in. We need a good seed-to-soil contact. And just do our little things right, because that will still help us get as big a yield as we can, even though planting late, we know we have to manage that expectation.
All right. Back to the switcheroo here at DeKalb Asgrow. How are you doing for some of these earlier varieties, whether it's 5 or 10 days earlier?
That is, we are doing somewhat of the getting wheels under it and shuffling seeds south. There's a very real drop in corn acres in the northern tier of North Dakota, northern Minnesota. And so what's happening now is that we're just kind of slowly shuttling that seed south. But I'll tell you, Mick, it's not an easy answer to pull your corn crop. You know, folks have been looking at the markets, been contracting, they've been have good crop rotations, they want some yield in corn, So we aren't not seeing as much corn being let loose yet, but this week has been a big one for that. So really what's happening is we're getting wheels under it, and we are moving some of that corn south. But it is a challenge because we're moving that corn for the second or third time this year.
Yeah, my goodness. All right. Well, it's one of those years, but that's why we need your help and your assistance, your technical expertise. DeKalb Asgrow Technical Agronomist, Dr. Grant Mehring, thank you so much for the visit. Thanks for what you do. And again, how do guys get a hold of more info on the DeKalb Asgrow websites?
I appreciate what you do as well, Mick. Thanks for having me on. And we have a lot of great agronomy on DeKalbAsgrowDeltaPine.com, a wonderful resource. And we really have great agronomic information for the Northern Plains. So if you get a rain day, you can keep looking at that and keep working on improving our yields and doing better on the farm.
All right. Hey, we'll look forward to having a plot day with you one day this summer and those plots you're planting today. Thank you.
Take care.
Yep, bye now. All right, hey, we're going to take a break, come back, check the markets, Bill Moore, Price Futures Group, and then Technology Tuesday, talking Titan Technology next, coming up at the bottom of the hour on Farm Talk.